Our first couple guests are Lisa and Amanda with the Visitors Bureau. Good morning. How are you?
Doing good.
Thanks for coming in this morning. Let's talk a little bit about what you guys got going on. Grants.
Right.
You just put $2.7 million worth of grants out?
We did. Yeah. The Visitor Bureau, we operate off of the lodging tax that's collected at all the hotels in Lincoln County. And once a year, we take part of that money and do capital improvement grants, bricks and mortar. And our Visit North Platte board this year granted out $2.7 million. It's the largest grant allocation that we have done since I've been here, which has been a long, long time.
We don't have to talk about that.
Actually, I helped start this program. So, yeah, it has been. So it's really cool that there were, over the years, you know, we've given out $3.2 million in improving facilities before we had this other $2.7 million for this year. We started this grant program in 2008, and we've just been helping all the local nonprofit attractions and facilities that help bring in visitors to our community, and it's made a big difference in our community. So what they did this year, we had about $2.75 million in requests, which represent a total of $48.8 million in improvements. And the big chunk of that is the North Platte Rec Center that the city is looking at improving. But there's the other grants and requests were very important to the community. So the Lincoln County Historical Museum came in and asked for some funding to help improve one of their houses out there. It's actually the carriage house, to help bring it back to its historical state with the shingles and stuff that go on that roof. And I know that's not the right term for shingles, but I think they were wooden ones. Yes. So we give them $9,116 for that improvement. The Legion Baseball came in. They've been trying to improve Billwood Field. It's a slow process. There's a lot of improvements. That's a very old historic field.
Yeah, it is.
In North Platte, it's got a lot of cool history, if you guys have mm-hmm. ever dug into that. And the backstop was giving them problems. And it's not safe out there. I don't know if you guys have been out there, but when there's a foul ball or something, the people who are watching behind it can probably get hit by that because the backstop doesn't raise up high enough to protect them. So we give them $56,000 to help them improve that backstop. That's about a $100,000 project for them to finish that. So they'll be looking for some more funding to help with that. The BMX, 308 BMX, they are constructing a BMX track. This is a bicycle track only. It is not motorized. We've been working with this group since 2016.
I was going to say, it's been a while.
A long time. And it's a really cool project. Great for kids of all ages and adults too, because adults ride BMX too as well. So we're excited.
This one doesn't, but yeah, some more
some
talented
do.
Than
some
I do.
Some do. Maybe Jack will.
Yeah,
no,
he's
Jack's
young.
Young enough.
He's young.
I am so in.
So I know they've got quite a bit of funding for the pump track, so that's kind of the first phase, and then the second phase is the motocross track, and that's where we can bring in competitions. And competitions can happen, you know, almost all year round, which is important to us here in Lincoln County, because during the typical tourism season, which is June through September, August and September, our hotels are full. So we are really focusing on bringing things in on those shoulder seasons in the winter times.
Yeah. Yeah, you're pretty busy in June and July.
For some reason. My staff grumbles at me a lot. And she's laughing because she knows she needs to. So then the big one, the City of North Platte came in and talked to us and filled out an application about helping with the new rec center project. And what this $2.5 million that the Visit North Platte Board has contributed to them secures and makes sure that they we put six full-size courts or basketball-size courts in the facility so we can bring in outside tournaments all year round.
Okay, very good.
In the winter months is the key for that. So we can bring in basketball, volleyball, pickleball, you know, anything that can be played on a court.
Is that kind of a benchmark? You need at least six,
yes,
I assume?
Yes, that is a benchmark. Yes,
gotcha.
We need at least six we've had some studies done, and for the size of our community, minimum to bring in good-sized tournaments. So
very good. Awesome.
So that's exciting. We're, you know, working with all those to hopefully those projects will come to fruition very soon. So.
How often do you hand out money like that? I mean, I shouldn't say hand out. Like,
we award.
Who needs money?
Yes.
How often do you award?
We award that once a year.
Okay.
All right. A year. Yep.
So I assume there's a process, an application process,
yes,
and all that.
Yep.
And timing of that is when?
We start the process letting people know the first of the year. The intent to apply letters are due in April. And then the grant applications are due in August.
Very good.
August 1st, yes.
Lisa and Amanda here with the Visitors Bureau talking with us. I know that you have a Viva, I'm going to get it wrong because I don't have the title in front of me.
Viva North Platte.
Oh, Viva North Platte. That was easy.
Yeah.
That's an event coming up here pretty soon.
Yeah. So the other part of what we do at Visit North Platte is cultivate and create new events. And with all the changes that are happening in Lincoln County, soon to be happening, we are working with
Addie Dobbins.
Addie Dobbins, yes. I was trying to think. Her last name was Addie, but her first name is Addie. Addie Dobbins, and we're working on creating more Hispanic cultural events. And so she came in and, on behalf of Viva North Platte, applied for some funding to help put on a festival that will teach and show everybody what that Hispanic culture does. And
yeah.
Expand and grow that.
That's so awesome. When is that event? Do you know?
That is this weekend.
Okay, that's what I thought.
It is Friday. Excuse me. It starts Friday. It's from 5 to 10 on Friday. They've got food and craft vendors. They have got a mariachi band and El Grito. I assume that's a entertainer. And this is why we need to go out there and understand what's going on. And then Saturday, they have more food and craft vendors. They have a job fair, and they will be doing some folklore dances, a fashion show. They're going to also do a coronation, which they used to do that a long time ago. When we did the Mexican Fiesta many, 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 many years ago.
Okay.
And then they're doing a dance and fireworks. So Saturdays will be from 11 to 1, and that's at the fairgrounds.
Very good. All right. So that's out at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds here this weekend. And just around the corner, the Canteen Festival. Not to take, not to ever take a break. You guys don't get one. The next big thing is the Canteen Festival.
Yes, we are so excited to bring the Canteen Festival back this year. This is the second year we'll be doing the full festival, but the third year we've done the production at the North Platte Community Playhouse. So we are really excited. We are doing this in correspondence with the Pancake Breakfast at the Lincoln County Historical Museum. So we're adding that to our itinerary this year. So that's kind of what kicks it off on Saturday morning. And that will be at the Lincoln County Historical Museum. And then most of this is going to be downtown in the Canteen District at the main corridor. We're going to have a vendor show. And this year we have twice as many vendors already registered as we had last year. So we're really, really excited about that. We have new entertainment this year going on during the vendor show. We have a local band, the Flat Rock Irregulars, are going to come and perform from 10 to noon, and they're doing all 1940s style music. And then in the afternoon, we have a lady, Jody Ingle, who's coming from Kentucky, who focuses on, she's a one-woman entertainer that focuses 100% on World War II and 1940s era entertainment. And we're so excited to have that and provide that free of charge. Bring your lawn chair. And then we will also have the production again at the North Platte Community Playhouse on Sunday.
Okay. Sunday is the actual production then. I mean, 1940s music, if you think about it, there's, you know, for the bulk of the population, they weren't around.
Right.
I mean, think about 1940. Yeah. That was 80-some years ago. I mean,
that's kind of why we are doing the festival.
Right.
Because so we don't lose that heritage, that knowledge of what North Platte did during World War II with
right.
that canteen. You know, we were the only canteen that stayed open from the beginning of the war till the end of the war. We served over 7 million servicemen, and we did it all during a time of rationing during the World War, and communities from 100 miles away came and took a day and brought food and fed those servicemen. So that's where the volunteer spirit of this community started.
And when is that? What weekend is that at the Canteen Festival?
September 23rd and 24th.
Okay. That's coming up next weekend.
Yes.
Very soon then. All right. So make plans to attend that. That's going to be all around town. That event just gets bigger and bigger.
Yes. And hopefully it will continue to grow.
Yeah.
Very good. Lisa, Amanda with the Visitors Bureau. And, of course, you just wrapped up the Avocado Launching Championships this past weekend, right?
We did.
All right. How'd that club conclude?
Really well. We had a smashing good time.
No pun intended, right?
What happens to the avocados? I don't remember. I think I've asked you this question before.
Well, you know, last year, because it was during a shortage, you know, people were giving us a hard time, and we did a lot of research, and avocados are toxic to animals.
Oh.
So.
Can't give them to them.
No.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, but it doesn't really take that many avocados for us to put on this competition. You know, people think, literally, they think truckloads. For this one,
we had five boxes.
Yeah, five.
Okay.
Like, think peach boxes.
Right.
Apple
yeah.
box, five.
Okay. Yeah.
So
not
yeah, was,
that's not bad. No.
No.
Very
no,
good.
No.
Do they break when they end?
Some.
Quite a few of them did. They were hard this year, and I'm surprised they broke.
Yeah.
But they do. Just depends on the mechanism that they use to shoot them at the cattle tanks and how they hit and how fast they hit, you know?
The velocity of the avocado.
Yes, exactly right.
Yes. I mean,
the exit velocity.
Yes, right?
Exit
yes.
velo.
And they all have a different technique. Some go way up in the air and come down. Some go straight at it. It's just, you got to be there to
you
understand
see it. To believe.
It.
All, right, exactly. All right, very good. Well, good work we'll put on by the Visitors Bureau here, and look forward to the next couple weekends here. Sounds like you're busy. Amanda, Lisa, anything else you want to mention this morning?
Nope, I think. Thank you, guys, and welcome, Jack.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you for coming by this morning. We'll talk to you again next month, right?
Yes.